Thank you for calling XBO. This is Brittany speaking. How may I assist you?
Yeah, hi. My name is Ali. I need some help with a couple of orders, please.
All right. What's that first order number?
All right. So the very first order number I got for you is, give me 1 second. I got a bit of a bad reception here being in the mountain. It is 66. Oh, no, not that one. 0766-5845.
All right, give me just a sec. Let me get that pulled up. Okay. And that's for Corey Beal at 9633 Pine Springs Drive.
Morrison, Colorado, yes.
All right, and how can I help?
Hey, we don't have the product for this customer. I was just wondering that does it show rescheduled or backordered in your system or something like that is going on, or is it scheduled to go out for today?
It's scheduled for today.
Okay. Yeah.
He's still scheduled for today.
Yeah.
So the units weren't available?
Yeah, they were not available. Now, let me ask you this. Are you able to see the model number of the KitchenAid they're supposed to get?
I sure can. Model number. Let me see the SKU. Hold on. I got the SKU. Okay. All right. Come on, baby. All right. The model number is KODE507ESS.
Oh, if it's a 507 ESS series, got it. Okay. Yeah, we have one on our truck that we don't know what happened to that work order, but it's a different model. It's a 500 series, not a 507 series. Okay. So they did not have the product available this morning. So unfortunately, you'll have to get with DOD to find out what's going on. And if it's a stock issue or something like that, and we'll have to kind of go from there on this order.
Okay. Give me this right here. All right. And you say you have multiple orders?
Yes, I have one more. If you can check on that for me, please.
I sure can.
So for this one, I don't have the internal number, but I do have the order number, the BVY number. Can you look it up for me on that?
I'll surely try.
Okay, sounds good. It's a BBY01-806-505-155-699.
Okay. I didn't pull up anything. All right, what's the customer's last name for that order?
It's for Muhammad Salhab, S-A-L-H-A-B.
Give me just a second, I'm going to search it.
Okay.
Ooh. Yeah, that's not even pulling any.
So they're not working with a representative when it starts with the BBY01. That means they don't heard it all fine.
No, you said his name was spelled S-A-L-H-A-B?
H-A-B, Salhab, yes.
That's not pulling up anything for me. What's his zip code?
Yeah. You see, I have no idea. So here's the problem with this order. This customer had three pieces pulled for us. We had this order yesterday on our route, but now it has disappeared. So I'm like, I don't even know where I'm going or their phone number or anything, because it was there yesterday. Now it's not. But CDC gives the product for it this morning. It's just a huge mess today.
Okay, let me see. Let me search a little bit further back. I just searched from today four. Let me search back. Maybe something got messed up.
Yeah, if you look at my route for yesterday, this order was on there, and maybe we can pinpoint it and find out what's going on. I just don't want to get a call later in the evening saying that we missed a customer.
Right. Okay. Even that's not pulling up anything. Now, you don't have his, my brain doesn't want to work, his phone number or anything in there. It's just literally just that order number.
Yeah, I'm pretty much just being able to give you whatever I can see on a sticker, because the job has disappeared off my app.
Let me ask you this. Does it have anything about the address information on that sticker? or first name. You said Muhammad Salha, because when I call the DOD, I'm gonna make them find it and figure out what's going on.
Yeah, I mean, I have a SKU. He has three products, so I have a SKU. I have an online order number. I have a BAT number, but I do not have anything else available here.
Okay. Do me a favor. Give me that Best Buy number one more time. I'm going to ask DOD to find it for us.
Yeah, they should be able to look it up. It's BBY01-806-505-155-699.
All right. So what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to call Corey from the first order and just let him know what's going on, that the installation's not going to take place, and then I'm going to call the DOD and let them help us, okay?
Yeah, I'm going to talk. Well, you don't have to worry about talking to Corey. Just give him a call after you talk to DOD to find out what happened, because we're already here. We were under the impression that this oven that we have on our truck was for Corey, but it's not. It's for some completely random customer, Muhammad, which was on my route yesterday, but now has disappeared. I have no idea. The whole thing is a huge mess today.
It is. That's very strange.
Yeah,
okay, so let me go ahead and call the DOD, okay?
Okay, I appreciate it. You want me to wait on the hold with you?
If you wouldn't mind.
Yeah, sounds good. I'll wait, and I'll go talk to the customer right now.
All righty.
Thanks. Bye.